Mike Castro will be reading next from Arthur's work and backed up by Maurice King. Thank you.
While Maurice is making his way up here, I'll just share a little bit of news with you about Arthur's book, which was published 2 years ago about this time by River Styx, Trumpet in the Morning. The book has gotten around outside of the St. Louis area. It's received favorable reviews in the East Village Other in New York, Contact 2 magazine in the Saturday Review, and excerpt poems from the book were printed in a special centerfold in Essence magazine in the past year. In addition, Arthur's poems are being taught in colleges. Among the people we've been in contact who are actually using the book or using poems from the book and working with students and carrying on the word, the great New York poet June Jordan, who we had hoped to have here tonight, but because of another conflict could not make it, but is with us in spirit. June is using it at the State University of New York at Stony Brook. Maurice Kenney, one of the most highly regarded Native American poets writing today, is teaching the book. In fact, I just got an urgent request for books from Maurice Kenney at Saranac Lake Community College in upstate New York. Don Finkel, who is just here, is teaching some of Arthur's poetry in his graduate poetry class at Washington University. So the word gets around. The first piece we're going to do is in the form of a tribute. It's a poem of mine that Arthur liked, and we put it out there tonight for you and for him. It's a poem that was originally inspired by an anecdote about the great saxophone player Julius Hemphill, and it's really for anybody who's stood out there in the cold looking for a light. It's called Axeman in the Woods in Winter. Swung his axe out in the streets and begged in red long johns. He swung for his shadow on the wall, for a mound of white powder, dollar bill rolled in the nose. He swung up and down in the streets with his red long johns. People looked, some listened, all moved on. His axe in the dense subway, He swung it down by the riverbank. He swung with Sonny Rollins across the Brooklyn Bridge. He swung for clouds. For the herds of horses they became. Swung for sad folks down in their cups. For the little boy who listened. He swung in his red long johns. He thought of swinging with a monkey in a cup, but didn't want no monkey on his back. He thought of swinging for some president, but didn't want to lay down that track. He swung his own thoughts and didn't want. He swung for truth, for pain, for the action, for abstraction. He swung for the pure, clear ring, he imagined. Swung to shake the bones round in their flesh bag, to hear them grind together, to cast them out like dice. He swung because it was something he did. Maybe he swung because nobody cared. He swung to feel himself. To find himself. To heal himself. Unwind himself. He swung every day under the sun. Because it was cold outside. Red long johns. Thank you. And we'd like to do one of Arthur's pieces. So the closing piece in A Trumpet in the Morning is called "O When You Come." when you come, come softly, sweet reaper, come sweetly. Swift reaper, this is the way. Oh, when you cut, cut quickly, quick reaper. I am all here.
Come loving.